Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Poll question today. If you had to see a fight... and a true fight with actual punches thrown.
Right.
Not hold me back, bro, but punches thrown. Would you rather watch a baseball fight or a hockey fight?
This is a great question.
Ooh. Now, the question stems from, obviously, the Brewers-Rays dust-up yesterday.
Right, right.
Where haymakers were thrown.
Jose Siri, baby.
I don't know if any landed, but... haymakers were thrown.
There was no down goes Robinson. Down goes Anderson.
Anderson. Down goes.
That's
Anderson.
Tom Hamilton, just an absolute legend. Great as call. Jose Ramirez just
Jose decked him.
It's pretty good. So it stemmed from the Brewers fight last night, but it kind of got me thinking. Like we were watching some hockey last night. I'm gonna put hockey again on the tube tonight. While you have basketball on behind me. Hockey fights, you know, have that reputation of, oh, there's a fight. Oh, there's a fight. Oh, I love hockey, you know. Oh, I'm here to watch the fight and maybe a hockey game will break out. All that stupid stuff that people say.
Right, right, right.
But so hockey fights are known to be great. But very rarely do we get actual punches thrown in baseball fights.
But when they happen, like you remember them. Although that being said, the biggest fight from baseball that I remember doesn't involve a punch. It involves an ole and throw down to the ground when Pedro takes that big fat
Don Zimmer.
Yeah, I always forget his name. But it's like the ultimate like funny move. Like Pedro's like, I'm going to find the biggest, fattest, oldest man here, and he's mine.
See, and I always remember Robin Ventura charging Nolan Ryan, who instantly puts him in a headlock and then starts pounding his face in UFC style.
See, that was a great one, too.
Now, there's a great moment when Jose Bautista gets hit in the face by Rougned Odor.
Oh, my God.
And his glasses go flying. That one is excellent. But
Bryce Harper's throw your helmet completely whiff and then try and chase him down.
Did you ever see the one, the minor league guy, who the strike comes and he karate back kicks the catcher and then runs out to the pitcher? That's a great one. So it kind of got me thinking, like, hockey fighters are better fighters.
Right.
It's part of the game. It's kind of part of the culture. There's the pull the jersey over the head, or there's the headlock, or take you to the ground. Different strategies. But would you rather watch just, you know, an average hockey fight or an average baseball fight?
Well, I think the problem is the average baseball fight isn't a fight. It's a hold me back, bro. You're lame. I do this to you. I do that to you. You know, whatever. The average hockey fight, you're actually going to throw blows. Now, when you get the actual brawl, I think the baseball brawl trumps the hockey brawl, barring it involving goalies. Because if you have the baseball brawl, you've probably got two or three pitchers in the mix. You've got, you know, catchers coming from the bullpen. You've got batters coming out on the field. Like, Yasiel Puig coming out and trying to fight, like, an entire team when he was on the Reds. Like, that was fantastic. That's really funny.
But if, like, Aroldis Chapman, who can throw 105, throws a punch at Jose Altuve, who plays second base, that's not really a fair fight.
5'6", by the way, too. Probably a foot, almost a full foot shorter than
Shout out P. Harris, 5'6", great length.
And can I add quickly, by the way, that the bullpens running in during a MLB fight is the most hilarious thing ever, because they're never initially involved, and it is just literally these guys running in to do what, fake yell at each other?
I always feel like the get back guy. I always feel like the bullpen guys, when a fight breaks out, they turn to each other and go, ah, hell, all right, let's go.
We got
to
be out there so that no one gets mad at us.
To where the hockey guys are like, whoa, back it up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's like playground rules. It's like, that's a fair fight.
Like, let him go.
Let him go.
I'm going to trip you on the way out. See, that's what I want to see. I want to see the bullpens fisticuffs right when the doors open with each other. Let's have two fights going, one in the infield and then one in the outfield.
Yeah, but they're not talking trash to each other. Like, because the reason the hockey fight can sometimes turn into like a line brawl is because they're all on the ice together talking trash.
And I feel like there's one guy who's like, oh, I'm coming for you, like, Ortner.
Right.
Can you imagine if like Fernando Rodney popped out of the bullpen and was like, there's Altuve. I've been waiting years
I'm
for this.
Getting him.
What was that? Didn't Johnny Gomes like leap out of the dugout a few years ago during a spring training game and just lay a Yankee out? It was one of the few times where he actually
Sounds
hurt
awesome.
Somebody.
Was it
was
Aaron
great.
Boone?
The Jesse Winker one was awesome too, where he gets in the big fight, then he double birds everybody.
Oh yeah, the double bird
that
was
great. So I think it depends on the fight, because if it's average, hockey is better because there's actual fighting. If it's full on brawl, unless the goalies come out, because whenever the goalies come out, like if you get a Patrick Waugh come out and he's trying to fight someone,
like that's what stops it all.
That's the best fight in all of sports. But if it is brawl versus brawl, and you have like two or three fights going in hockey versus, you know, two or three fights and actual fights, punches being thrown in baseball. Baseball's better because you might get one of those a year, maybe one every 2 years. Where in hockey, I mean, just this year, we had a full line brawl to start a game.
Yeah.
The
to
Rangers,
start a game.
To start a game. Which, by the way, if
we've been thinking about this for weeks.
Right.
We are ready for you.
They hated each other. The Rangers put their fighter out, Matt Rempe, which if you haven't been watching any of Rempe's games, just go back and look at his highlights. He got called up like halfway through the year this year. He's averaging like a fight every other game.
See, that's amazing. Because
that's what he's there for.
That's amazing because at the beginning of that game, all right, you're the other team, okay? Who the Rangers fight that day?
I think it was New Jersey.
Okay, so you're getting into a fight. So let's pretend it's New Jersey. So the Devils come out, all right, and they're getting ready to line up for the faceoff. Then all of a sudden, your star player who's getting ready to take the faceoff looks up and goes, wait a sec, guys. Wait a sec. This is not their first. Oh, no. Ah, crap. Okay, all right, guys. Coach,
we're fighting.
I'm not the fighter. Can we get the fighters rotated in?
Like, bring someone else.
Uh-oh.
I like to think Sidney Crosby's like, oh,
yeah,
no.
Not doing this.
Oh, God, no.
See, but the best is when you have a legit star like Alexander Ovechkin, who's like, yes, bring the fight. Like, let's go. That's the best part, though, of Rempe. Rempe's like 6'7". He's huge for hockey standards. He's like 50% on his wins. Like, he's not your traditional tough guy. He's not your traditional goon who goes out there and like wins all his fights. He just fights all the time. He's 50%. So at the time he's getting his ass kicked by a dude who's like 6 feet tall, just working him, but he keeps coming back. Like, it's awesome.
I'm going to throw just the tiniest caveat in here. If it's like peak hockey fight, like the best NHL fight you've ever watched versus the best MLB fight you've ever watched, I'm picking MLB every time, simply because what you said in the beginning of this, Patrick, NHL, they're not trained fighters, but they do it a lot more often. They're used to it. It's kind of a part
it's
of their
a culture
sport.
Thing.
And when baseball fights like really get bad, it's when it's like the worst that you've seen, punches actually connecting, multiple dudes doing that. I don't want to see people getting injured, but like seeing an actual fight, like the Mariners got into a legit fight with the Angels a couple years ago and the Astros in the same season that they made the playoffs. Like, those are the kinds of fights I think that rule all the sports fights, or fisticuffs or whatever you want to call them.
Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6362. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Hockey fight. Those guys actually connect on fists thrown. Baseball players are Nancys. They swing and back up and run away. Fair.
Right.
We said that. But when punches land is kind of what we're saying here.
Right. Well, and hockey is also, they are trying to edge fighting out.
Like, yes.
Obviously, fighting still happens, but it's to a much smaller degree. I mean, there's a really great documentary on, like, late 90s, early 2000s, the Colorado Avalanche versus the Detroit Red Wings rivalries. Go check out some of those brawls, some of those fights. Those teams were good, and they hated each other, and they literally had full lines of goons.
Yeah.
Like, you are on this team to go and fight.
As the text line points out, we got one in Portland right now in Josh Davies. I hope he becomes a goon. I also like what we've got chime in from a former bullpen bro. When I was in the bullpen and a fight broke out, I always handled it the same way I handle annoying standing ovations. Does anyone notice that I'm not standing?
You got to do the like.
If the bullpen, if everybody's leaving the bullpen, it's like, oh, hold the door. Oh, hold the door, guys. I got the door. And everybody runs through, and then you just kind of close it behind you. You kind of Homer Simpson into the bushes.
Like, I don't want to be involved
that
in
that. That
would,
without a doubt, be me. All right, that is your poll question for the day. You can find that on Twitter, RX, at 1080 The Fan. All we ask, in the name of God and all that is right for Hisaishi, is to vote and vote hard.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.